This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, still. And with us from Green Bay Straubel Airport, we have, and I know I'm going to murder this name, Marty Piet.
Well done.
I'll be doggone. And Chris Follins.
You've massacred that one, though. That's Felinus.
Felinus? What the heck?
What? Okay.
Well, I knew I was going to get one of them. Sorry, guys.
There goes your gold star.
Well, I never had one anyway.
All right. Anyway, this is an airport we've heard of. I've obviously never been there. Tell me all about it.
So, Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport in Green Bay. We're just under an hour north of Oshkosh. We are happy to accept a number of your customers this year.
A number? Is it a lottery system?
There's about 150 aircraft on our ramp this week.
Wow.
For people that are coming down to Oshkosh Air Ventures. So appreciate that. But we have five major carriers, United, American, Delta, Frontier, and Sun Country. Two FBOs, Executive Air and Jet Air, ready to accommodate all your GA needs.
All right. So you're all saying that when we leave here, we all go to Green Bay.
Please.
And from there down to Lakeland, hopefully.
Lakeland?
What's this Lakeland deal? Lakeland?
It's a little city
Wisconsin?
In the middle of Florida.
Oh, that's not important right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't call me Shirley.
So, you guys cater to all aviation. I mean, you got five airlines there. That's actually pretty big deal.
It is, yeah. We added Frontier Airlines, an ultra-low-cost carrier, in 2019, and Sun Country just about 2 years ago, or a little bit less. So that, in addition to the legacy carriers, quite a bit of availability.
How many flights a day?
Depending on the airline, depending on the week, and depending on the season, but anywhere from 20-plus flights per day on those airlines.
So you're not just served, you're well-served.
Yeah, well-served, not underserved by any means. We have nonstop service to Denver year-round, Atlanta, Detroit, Minneapolis, Chicago.
Philadelphia.
Maybe next.
Bummer.
No, actually, it's lucky for them. The part that I find interesting is that they have service to Florida. And this is great because the last time I checked, in Green Bay in the winter, it gets damn cold.
It does. So we know we have a pretty strong demand for Florida service, especially in the wintertime. Like you said, that's the time people want to get out of Wisconsin and go someplace warm. On the flip side, we think that people in Florida are looking for someplace maybe a little less hotter than the sun during the summertime. So that's why we have Chris with us here today, representing Central Florida, to talk a little bit about, you know, kind of our relationship that we have with Central Florida and with Sun and Fun.
Okay.
And trying to get people back and forth between the two locations.
So you're advocating express service?
Potentially. It'd be nice to have.
It would be nice to have.
It would.
I mean, there's a big connection, I think, between Wisconsin and Florida, at least our part of Florida, which is Polk County, which is where we have Sun and Fun every year. It's not only that aviation connection, but there's also a big water ski connection. This is a big water ski country as well, and then Polk County as well is world capital of water ski. So there's so many different things that connect both areas, not just the alternate
reasons.
Weathers, yeah, you know, that we have. And of course, we have, after Air Venture, the next biggest air show. And
okay.
Sun and Fun, of course,
right.
In the country.
Which
of course.
We've never been to, but we've been threatening to go.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to have lovely Melanie from Sun and Fun here today with us, because next year we have the 50th anniversary of Sun and Fun, so
okay. It
should be the biggest ever, I'd say.
All right, don't let her look at us, or they'll put their pictures up and they won't let us in.
Hi, Chris. Thank you guys for having me come on here. I do represent Sun and Fun Aerospace Expo. We are the largest air show and expo south of Chicago. We were started by EAA, and we are living and thriving with our 50th year coming up April 9th. And we're very excited to partner with Green Bay Austin Straubel and bring some of your local residents down to our event during that time.
So it sounds like you're putting together a package deal?
We certainly are. We've got some great ideas coming our way with a direct route straight to our show, possibly even into our airport if that works for us.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, do you have room for a couple of radio jabronis?
No.
You
know? No. No, they don't.
I'm sure we can figure something out.
Yeah,
they need a tram driver.
Somebody to empty the dumpsters.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this year at Sun and Fun, it is our 50th anniversary. So to build and bridge that interest and that excitement to get your attendees here and the people in the area to come to Green Bay Austin Strabble's Airport, we've got some exciting lineups at Sun and Fun. And we've got the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds coming. We are appealing to the Warbirds to really have a great presence there this year, and also inviting our previous grand champions to come and exhibit again. You know, we're very excited. This is the spring break for pilots, and so we hope that everyone wants to come out and thaw their wings in Florida and Lakeland.
I like that, thaw their wings. Well, it sounds like you're growing at a phenomenal rate.
We are. We've got about 200,000 attendees each year. We're over about 2,200 acres, and it's just a wonderful event.
That's not a small event anymore.
No,
it's you're rivaling. You're trying to catch up.
Well, what about campground facilities around there? I mean, if we're coming down, we're bringing the trailer.
Well, 2,200 acres, I think they can find you a spot.
Yeah, but where?
So we have a lot of partners with the hotels. We also have camping on the grounds. If you fly in and bring your airplane, you can camp under your wing. We've got a new exhibit that we debuted this past year, a venue. It's called The Island, sponsored by the Island of the Bahamas. And it's a wonderful place where the pilots flying in, they can come, they can eat at the restaurants, they can visit the pilot welcome center. They've got showers, restaurants, a shop, access to Uber, pick up, drop off. So we are thinking about all the attendees, filling in the cracks. We've got our show has just gotten better and better each year. And with our new leadership with Gene Conrad, what we've done is we're filling in the cracks so that we put a smile on every attendee that comes and says, wow, what an amazing event.
Okay. And like we need to go.
Yeah. What separates your event, Sun and Fun, from, say, Oshkosh?
About 1,500 miles.
Don't be a wise guy.
Well, you got that right, but we know where you can go. You can go to Green Bay, Austin, Strawville, and you can take a flight down to Florida. And we'd be very excited to partner with them. So what separates us, we were actually founded by EAA. EAA started Air Venture many, many years ago, and they said, this is such a fantastic event. We got to go down south to Florida during the early springtime and do this again. So they started Sun and Fun. And it's been so successful through the years that I think it just became such a large entity that EAA had to say, you know what, they're good, they're doing well, let's just separate that. We'll still be partners. You know, EAA comes and exhibits as a partner with us during our show, and vice versa. We're up here. We've got two booths this year, and we're proud to partner and to spread the word about general aviation and the needs and sales and exhibits and vendors and just build the aviation community together.
Well, that sounds like, so you guys actually are two different entities now.
We are, yes.
Okay, and you know, I heard the words aerospace show in there, so you're definitely going after the big market and growing.
We are, you know, we are landlocked. We've got the airport on one side. We've got homes on the other. But what we're trying to do, about 12 years ago, we started the Aerospace Center for Excellence. We decided we needed to give back to the community. And we did that through our mission, which is to engage, educate, and accelerate the next generation of aerospace professionals. And by doing that, we're looking for partners to help build the word, to bring all the students, the children in. Our idea now is from car seat to cockpit. We're starting them with our story time at our museum as young as 2 years old, and engaging the students and letting the parents know of the incredible opportunity at the Aerospace Center for Excellence to get their children in the aviation industry, because it's an incredible industry to be a part of.
It certainly is growing right now. Do you have one for us older folks, you know, from cane to cockpit? That's what I need.
I was going to say from cockpit to bathroom, you know.
that's the range of your expedition.
That's it.
So how many companies are aerospace companies are there these days? That sounds like a lot.
Well, we have over 500 exhibitors that come, and they're inside the hangars. We've got four hangars, as well as outside.
Okay. And you're still doing the EAA-style forums and building and all that?
We have many. EAA has their own forums. We have forums as well. that different companies come in. AOPA is there as well with their forums. It's a great educational event for the different pilots running in. We've got the hands-on workshops as well. We've got Junior ACES, which are also workshops for our students and the young people to come in and learn and get excited about STEM-related activities.
Soup to nuts.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds like everything here, they just picked it up and plopped it down in Florida.
Well, it started out that way, yeah.
Sure. Well, you know, the thing is, with all the forums and all the educational sessions that you have, there's just no way you can do all of the training seminars and everything, the speakers, and then see all the aircraft. It's got to be just like this.
Just like this, but slightly less.
You run nuts.
Well, that's the beauty. So many people say they love Sun and Fun because they can get it all in within the week's time.
Right. I've heard that it's mm-hmm. it's like much more relaxing and laid back.
Well, baby, it's spring break for pilots.
Yeah, okay. Careful about that now. Lakeland police might feel differently about that. But
well, you know, where there are pilots, there's always problems.
No, there's always fun.
That's right, because we're Sun and Fun.
That's right.
Fun. See, and sun this and team, fun. Our team is, I'm Melanie Fun this time, and this is Chris Fun.
Hello.
And we're in the Fun team at the Sun and Fun booth this year.
All right. Well, that's how do we get to become a Fun?
Just come to Sun and Fun April 9th through the 14th.
All right. Very good. What's that line? My Chinese neighbor's middle name is Fun?
That's right.
All right. I want to thank you guys for joining us. Quickly, where are you on the field here?
We are all in Hangar C.
Yes, the Hangar northeast Charlie. Corner.
All right, look for the fun people in the Hawaiian shirts. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.